Holy Week, Tuesday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Cross of Christ, immortal tree, on which our Saviour died, the world is sheltered by your arms that bore the crucified. From bitter death and barren wood, the tree of life is made. Its branches bear unfailing fruit and leaves that never fade. O faithful cross, you stand unmoved while ages run their course, foundations of the universe, creation's binding force. Give glory to the risen Christ, and to his cross give praise, the sign of God's unfathomed love, the hope of all our days. Insult and terror have been my lot, but the Lord is at my side, a mighty hero. Psalm 48. Hear this, all you peoples, give heed, all who dwell in the world, men both low and high, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom, my heart is full of insight, I will turn my mind to a parable, with the harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me, men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches? For no man can buy his own ransom, or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age, though their names spread wide through the land. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Insult and terror have been my lot, but the Lord is at my side, a mighty hero. Deliver me, Lord, and set me close to you. Let he who will raise his hand against me. Psalm 48 continued. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death, and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies. His glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success, yet he will go to join his fathers, who will never see the light any more. In his riches man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Deliver me, Lord, and set me close to you. Let he who will raise his hand against me. You were slain, Lord, and with your blood you bought us for God. A Canticle from Revelations 4. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God, from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might, and honour and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
You were slain, Lord, and with your blood you bought us for God. A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
To shame what is strong, God has chosen what the world counts weakness. He has chosen things low and contemptible, mere nothings, to overthrow the existing order. And so there is no place for human pride in the presence of God. You are in Christ Jesus by God's act, for God has made him our wisdom. He is our righteousness. In him we are consecrated and set free. Responsory, we worship you, Christ, and we bless you. We worship you, Christ, and we bless you. By your cross you have redeemed the world. We worship you, Christ, and we bless you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. We worship you, Christ, and we bless you. I have the right to lay down my life, and I have the right to take it up again. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I have the right to lay down my life, and I have the right to take it up again. Intercessions. Let us turn in prayer to the Saviour of all. By dying he destroyed our death, and by rising he restored our life. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Christ our Redeemer, let us share in your passion by works of penance. Let us attain the glory of your resurrection. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Grant us the protection of your mother, the comforter of the afflicted. Help her to extend to others the consolation you have given us. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Take care of those we have discouraged and those we have wronged. Help us to learn from our sufferings so that justice and love may prevail in the end. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. You humbled yourself even to accepting death, death on a cross. Grant to your servants obedience and patience. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Share with the dead your bodily glory. Let us rejoice one day with them in the fellowship of the saints. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. All-powerful, ever-living God, may our sacramental celebration of the Lord's Passion bring us your forgiveness. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.